USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake, a leading GOP critic of President Trump, told ABC's This Week the president has unfortunately redefined his party. Flake urging other lawmakers to stand up to the president on the issue of tariffs.
Canada, Mexico are not national security threats. You know, the European Union exporting cars to the U.S. does not represent the national security threat.
Also on ABC's This Week, Democratic Congressman Luis Gutierrez taking on the immigration issue, saying people coming into the country are mainly seeking asylum and protection.
Let's invest in our hemisphere. Let's invest in democracy and in jobs and in economic development instead of using it as a wedge issue for the upcoming election.
Gutierrez says the U.S. should help neighboring countries contend with internal poverty and violence, prompting their citizens to flee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Donald Trump says he reached a wonderful agreement at his meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un earlier this month. In a wide-ranging interview with former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee on the Trinity Broadcasting Network show Huckabee, the president defended pulling out of joint military exercises with South Korea in exchange for North Korea's pledge to denuclearize.
We spend hundreds of millions of dollars on these war games. We're not being reimbursed by South Korea.
Trump also touted his administration's record on job creation.
African-American people have never had a job situation like this, the lowest in history, unemployment, lowest unemployment in history for Hispanic, among the lowest for women. It's 21 years now.
And the president told Huckabee domestic production of items covered under his tariffs is expanding since the tariffs were announced. Laura Ingalls Wilder's name has been removed from a major children's book award because of concerns with how the early to mid-20th century author portrayed blacks and Native Americans. She's best known for her Little House on the Prairie novels. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Police in Minneapolis shot and killed a man who officers say was firing a handgun as he walked. Some witnesses say the man did not have the gun. The investigation continues. The son of a governor is accused of a sex crime while aboard a domestic air flight. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
News of the allegations against the son of Republican Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker coming out just days after the FBI releases a report saying the number of reported sexual assaults on air flights have doubled over the course of just a few years. Reports say a woman on a JetBlue flight is accusing Andrew Baker of inappropriate touching on a flight last Wednesday from Boston to Washington, D.C. Baker's lawyer says his client is cooperating fully with authorities and, quote, looks forward to a resolution, and the governor's office says it's a personal matter for the family, though it too said AJ will cooperate with authorities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Evacuations continue in Northern California's Lake County because of a growing wildfire. At least a dozen buildings have been destroyed along with 1,500 acres. So far, firefighters haven't been able to make much progress due to the quickly spreading flames. Cal Fire Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says they've been focusing on saving lives.
This one's particularly dangerous because of the fact that it is impacting a residential inhabited area, what we call the wild and urban interface.
The hope is to really battle the flames from the air with helicopters and planes. For USA Radio News.